Back in January, Dr. Martha Lawson released her latest Celluloid Ceiling Report, an analysis of women employed behind the camera in the world of Hollywood. The news wasn't good. Women accounted for only 16% of all directors, executive producers, writers, cinematographers, and editors. The news got even worse when pointed out that this was a decrease of only 1% since 1998. In addition, only 30% of the major characters and 30% of all speaking characters in the 100 highest-grossing films of 2013 were female, with only 15% of, quote, all clearly identifiable protagonists being female characters. It was this news that led Dr. Henry Jenkins, transmedia specialist and USC professor, to focus his second Geek Speaks talk at the University of Southern California on the women who make television.
We thought it was a key moment of transition, you know, seeing shows like Scandal and Orange is the New Black and The Bridge and The Girls, countless other shows which are have sort of put female authorship on the horizon. So on the one hand, there's still an uphill battle to be fought. Still, the statistics are showing women face more challenges to break into the industry, that they're not anywhere near 50% of the creative talent behind the camera. On the other hand, there's a critical mass of women now in creative roles that weren't there 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And so it's a moment to celebrate and a moment to define the battlefield for the next round of the struggle.
The evening was divided into two sessions. The first, moderated by Erin Riley of the Annenberg Innovation Lab, focused more on the career paths of the women and the creative process, especially how it's changed with the way we watch television. Felicia Henderson, the creator of Showtime Soul Food, was one of the panelists.
What is now the best story that you can tell in a world where the very culture of watching television is changing? It's very tricky.
The other topic discussed in the first panel was what kind of experiences, if any, they had to deal with that were directly related to being women, especially the ones who were mothers.
There is this sense that there's somehow something wrong with us if we have to leave at 3 o'clock because our kid is having a ballet performance.
That was Melanie Chilick, the executive vice president of Hoff Productions, which focuses on reality television.
And the truth of the matter is that those are the kinds of things that we absolutely have to do and not be apologetic about it, because we all work really hard. And I think that women who don't apologize for what they have to do and are who they are and know that they get the work done, that's the way the culture has to shift.
The second session was moderated by Francesca Marie Smith, also with the Annenberg Innovation Lab, and focused more on the creative product, the content of the program, interacting with audiences, and issues of representation. This discussion started with whether the women ever interacted with the fans, and if so, how.
I don't agree that it would be a bad thing to make your fans angry. I think it's probably going to happen, inevitably.
So began Winnie Holtzman, who co-wrote Wicked and created My So-Called Life.
If I'm operating the way I want to be operating, I'm going to piss some people off at some point. I'm going to disappoint some people. This has to do with being a human being, not just a writer.
The panel also delved into the frustrations and benefits of being a woman in the industry. Jenny Bix, who wrote for Sex and the City, among other shows, had this to say.
And I do think that women, again, not to be too gender specific, but I do think in general, women are taught to be more collaborative. And therefore, when they come into rooms, it's surprising when I see guys, and we've all been in these rooms with men who just shut everybody down. And that's their way of taking control, but that's the worst thing you can do to the creative process, is to actually say no. And I actually worked with a showrunner who would yell during pitches, no, no! And you would watch people just kind of shrink and shrivel up. And, you know, if you took one thing from improv, it's yes and. It's just, you know, everybody has a different idea, you know, and in there is the answer. So I think that women being collaborative and wanting to please in that way is actually a great way to run a room, and does lead to something better, as long as you're able to, at a certain point, make the decision about which direction you're going in.
Jenkins plans to continue the Geek Speak series next school year, with the goal of having one a semester. For more information on the series, check out the Annenberg Innovation Lab's website at annenberglab.com. Angie Fiedler-Sutton, Annenberg Radio News.